Yeah, well, it looks like the protests that were as much as about 10,000 people yesterday or last night that not only forced Morsi out of the presidential palace, they forced him basically to take the side door, the back door, and get into a waiting car and flee. Those protesters have dispersed. We've got a few hundred outside the palace still. That's about it. But we've still got this huge divide in Egyptian society that's really divided the very people who came together a couple years ago to overthrow Mubarak. And that was, on one side, the people who are now in power, the Islamists, former Muslim Brotherhood member Morsi is himself in the assembly. You've got a lot of Islamists on the other side. You've got a secular, liberal, middle class and younger often. They are basically teamed now with the judiciary because Morsi's tried to push the judiciary out to assume more power. So that's where we are right now. And it's really the worst crisis we've seen in a couple of years.
You have to wonder whether maybe he is realizing that he might have overplayed his hand on this thing, or does he seem to be digging his heels in?
No, he's still trying to push this forward. You know, his allies on a constitutional committee, on a constitutional writing committee, have created a constitution rather hastily, gotten it through the palace. He's approved it, and now it's up for a referendum in about a week. And what needs to happen there is that mid-level judges need to oversee that referendum and kind of give their stamp of approval for the referendum itself, assuming it passes, which it probably will. Now, the Supreme Court judges have said, no, no work. We're on an indefinite strike. Those mid-level judges, they would have to oversee the referendum. They haven't really tipped their hand yet, and so we're not really sure how this is going to go.